on? It's on? Okay. Today, good morning. Today is Daf Kuf Ches. We are on the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amud Beis by the Mishnah, the Mishnah on the bottom. So the Mishnah says, Ezuhi Katana Shetzricha Lemoyin. Who is a Katana that is appropriate for her to do Mian? What kind of Katana is that? You know, we started off yesterday talking about Mian, but we didn't say what Mian really was. So now the mission says, what kind of person can do Mian? So the mission says, Kol shehasi'uha ima v'acheha l'daita. Her mother, her father died, so her mother or her brothers marries her off to somebody else with her das. She has to agree to it. And then afterwards she realizes she doesn't like him, and then she can do Mian. But it has to be originally with her das. Hasi'uha shalol das. If they marry her off without her das, then ena tzricha l'mayin. She doesn't even need to do mir. She doesn't even need to. She just can get up and walk out. She doesn't have to make a whole mir procedure. She can just leave. Rabbi Chanina ben Antiklis Omer, kol tinokos she'ena yichol lishamar kidusheha, any girl, any child that can't guard herself, which most of the Mepharshim say is 6 years old. If they're younger than 6 years old, they don't even have a das to take care of themselves, guard themselves, watch themselves, then ain't tzricha l'moyin. Even they don't have to do mian, because it's not even a marriage. Okay? In other words, that's nothing. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar Omer, ain't ma'isa katana klum. There's no ma'isa by katana at all. Gemara's going to say that, where did he get this from? This is a very unusual shita. To say there's nothing happens by a katana at all. Ella what? Ella ke mafuta. It's just like a mafuta. Just like he was seducing somebody. I mean, it has no halachic significance at all. Bas Yisrael, therefore, Bas Yisrael l'kohen, lo tochal b'truma. Bas Yisrael l'kohen, lo tochal b'truma. So if Bas Yisrael is married to a kohen, she's a katana married to a kohen, normally the wife of a kohen can eat truma. She can't eat truma. Why? It's not considered a marriage. Or Bas Kohen l'Yisrael, tochal b'truma. Again, a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, normally, when that happens, she loses the right to eat truma. Here she can still eat. Why? It's not a marriage. The Gemara will explain this. Ella, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Elazar ben Yaakov says also a statement that we're going to have to explain. Kol akava shehi min ha'ish, any preventing, any preventing that's caused by the man, ki'ilu hi ishto, is she's considered his wife. These are just words. They don't make any sense right now. Well, the Gemara will explain it. But if the preventing is not from the man, then it's as if it's not his wife. What does that mean? The Gemara will explain what it means. It's going to make a lot of sense. Right now, difficult. It's going to make sense. Says the Gemara. Some say it was a Rehuda. Some say it was a Brisa. Rishona, originally, Hayukosvin get miyun. They would write a get miyun. Right, it would be a formal procedure. Like we said yesterday, so Rabbi Nun pointed out, I said yesterday, that the Meiri said that according to Beis Shammai, we try very hard to not have, we don't want to have Mion. So Rabbi Nun pointed out, Kubi Pshat is, it's just like, not that we don't want to have Mion, but we don't want it to be done on the spur of the moment. We don't want it to be an impulsive thing. Like by Kahana, when the Kohen wants to get a divorce, we make it very difficult. Why do you have to have three witnesses? Why so many? Because we don't want it to be impulsive, because it's very, very final. Here, but same thing by Mian. It looks very, very, you know, undoing the whole. So we don't want that to be impulsive. So therefore, we make it go to a Beis Din, an Adim, and he has to be there, the husband. We want to make it very, 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 very formal, so she has time to think it out, and she really want to do this. So, they would write up like a document. So she could show people, look at that, I did Mian. I have a document from Beis Din, right? So they're writing the document, they used to write the document, get me in, lo ra'ayin abay, v'lo tzavin abay, right? I don't want, two different lashonos, I don't want. I don't want to be with him, I don't want to be with him. V'les ana ba'ayel his naspa. I don't agree to be married, I don't want to be married to him. Now, that's what they used to write. Kivin dechazu denafish dibura. They saw that was very, very wordy. A lot of words over there. Amri, they changed it, and they just wrote the following thing. Therefore, what happened if it was very wordy? Asi la'achlufe begita. It's going to come to be mixed up with a real get. How's it going to be mixed up? So it's three pshatim. Rashi says, sheyichtevenu sofer bur, beget gerushin legarish bo isha. Isha. A sofer is going to be an Am Aretz, and he's going to use the same lashon here in a real get. And you know what? That's not gittin. That's not a get. He's writing, I don't want you. And by a get, the man says it. It's the man divorcing the wife. Here, it's the woman saying it. So the guy's not an Am Aretz. He's not going to realize that a whole long Megillah by a Miyun, people are gonna, he's going to mix it up and do the same thing by a get. That's a Rashi's pshat. So Meiri's pshat, Meiri says, after this, after Miyun, people are, since it's so long, it looks just like a regular get, people are going to think, just like by after Miyun you can marry the relatives, so too by after a get you can marry relatives. Meaning a get severs. You can marry your father-in-law, you can marry your brother-in-law. By Miyun you can do it. Right? So too by get you can do it. That's the chashash. And the Ritva says the exact opposite way. He says, just like by a get, you can't marry the relatives. So by me and people are going to think you can't marry the relatives. And really you can. So those are three explanations what's going on here. Anyway, therefore, since there's a problem by writing such a long miyun, therefore they wrote, Hachi tiknu biyon, hachi, biyon ploni, on such and such day, miyana plonis bas ploni banpana. This woman did miyun in front of us. That's all. One line. Right? This is what happened, and that's all. Not a whole long Megillah, because if it's a whole long Megillah, people are going to confuse it with a get. Tana Rabbanan. Ezehu miyun. What's miyun? Right? So listen to this. E Amra, she says, E afshi beploni baili. I don't want to be married. I don't want this guy. E afshi bekidushin shekidushani. Ami imi va'achi. I don't want the marriage that my mother and my brother set up for me. I don't want it. Yeser al Cain, that's one thing. Even Yeser al Cain, even more than that, Amr Yehuda, Afilu Yoshev Ez Bar Pirion. Even if she's sitting on a throne, like they have at a chasid, the kala sits in this big white chair, she's sitting on that chair. And the Holeches Mi Beis Aviha LeBeis Baila. And they're bringing her, they're carrying her from her house to the wedding hall. Right, she's agreeing to go to the wedding. The Amr, and she says, "Yeah, she reploni baili. I don't want to marry this guy." Right, zehu miyun. That's miyun. Yeser al Cain. Not only that, Amr Yehuda afilu haya archin misubin bebeis baila. Even if she's married, and the husband has a big party, and she's at the party, and she's serving all the guests. Right, she's pouring them drinks. She serves. Well, after nisuin, mistami after nisuin. Yeah, right, Bethil. Right? Vihi omedes, umeshaka alehem, and she's serving them drinks, and she's hostess to the party. Va'amren, she's v'amalehem, ef she beploni baile. I don't want this guy. Hare, hu miyun, that's miyun. Yeser al Cain, not only that, Amr of Yosef bar Yehuda, afilu shigra baile etzel chenveni. Even if he sends it to the supermarket. Lahavi lo chayfetz, to go pick something up, to go buy something. Right? Mishalo, right, the store's waiting for him to come pick it up. V'amra, efshi v'ploni, baili, ein l'cha miyun gadol mizeh. Right, and she says to the storekeeper, I can't believe I'm married to this guy. Right, I don't want to be married to this guy. That's miyun also. Well, that's definitely based Hillel. Right, they're all based Hillel. So, just the Aruch Hader says, it's three stages. First you have sitting on the chair, then you have serving at the party, and then you have going to the store, right? So it could be, the Aruch Hader says, it could be that when you're sitting on the chair, you're not doing a maisa. There's no maisa that you're doing to demonstrate that you don't want to be married to this guy. As a matter of fact, you're going to the wedding, right? You're being carried to the chasana. But there's no maisa that you're doing. So maybe that's me in too. That's me in, even without doing a maisa. You just said, I don't want this guy. The second case of the serving the drinks. So listen, you're still a Hachnas Azarchim person, right? You're still interested in, so you don't want the guy, but at least you're serving the drinks. So you're doing a Maisa, but it's not so Mukhruch that maybe that it has to do with your husband. Because listen, you don't want the guests to be angry at you. You want to make a nice party, right? That's still Miyun. And the third case, even though you went to a Dido Maisa, and the Maisa is a Derechiba, why else would you go? Right? I understand why you'd serve drinks, because you like the guests. You don't like your husband, but you like the company. So you're being nice to them. Here, why are you going to the supermarket? It's only because of your husband. There's no greater show of derech chiba than that. If you didn't like him, you wouldn't go. Right? And you're going. And you're picking up the stuff from the grocery. And still, that's me. This is what Aruch Hader says. Each one builds on the other one. Okay. Next. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer, kol tinokos that can't guard themselves. Right, we said if they can't guard, if they're not old enough to have some kind of shmira, right, basically at 6 years old, and before, if it's 6 years old, then that's not, there's no marriage. There's no marriage. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. That's how we pass it. Tana, we learned. Ketana shalomiana, a girl that didn't do meat, listen to this. She didn't do meat. She's married to this guy. She never went to Bezdin. She never said a word. For Amdo, and she gets up beneath it if she marries somebody else. Right? She's married to A. She's married to Reuven. She doesn't never says a word about Mion. What does she do? She goes to get married to Shimon. Right? So is that a good Mion? So does Mion have to be bepeh? You have to say what's a greater act of Mion than marrying someone else? Right? So can Mion be have to be bepeh, or can it even be by action? What do you mean? Right, interesting, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't have a status of a marriage, or it has a status of a mion. That could be. Right?
Why, Ketana's not allowed to marry herself?
No. As a matter of fact, Midoraisa, only the father can do it. Midorabana, we said the mother could do it, the brothers, because we don't want her being hefker. We want her protected.
But if she already married once, she came out of the reshus with her mother also. So maybe she's on her own.
So, I don't know. So, because we're going to have it. No, we had already that got married 3 or 4 times. Yeah. It was machlokas, but Shamit Hill. Right, so it must be, maybe it's not a marriage, but it's certainly a mian. That's what we're going to say. So, Venetes, Mishur, Behudim, Beseira, Amru, Nisi'uha, Hein Mi'uneha. Marrying someone else is certainly an act of mian. It's certainly a greater act of mian is that. So they asked the following question. What about this God Shemahu? What about if she just took Kedusha from someone else? She didn't go to the Sue and just Kedusha from someone else. So, same thing. Tashma, Ketana, Shalom, Miena, V'amda, V'niskadsha. Right? She didn't do Miena to husband number one. She didn't say a word to the guy. But she went ahead and accepted Kedusha from husband number two. Mishom Rebbe Huda ben Beseira Amru, Kedusheha, Hein Mi'uneha. The accepted Kedusha is the Mion. Says Rebbe Huda ben Beseira. So Ibai Lahu, Pligi Rabbanan Lehad Rebbe Huda ben Beseira, Olo. Do the Rabbanan argue on that? Or not? V'im Tim Salomar, Pligi, and if you want to tell me they do argue, B'Kiddushin, do they argue by Kiddushin, which is not a great, it's a lesser level of Mion, because it's a lesser act of marriage, right? It's only partial marriage, it's not full marriage. So they argue by Kiddushin, or Afilu B'Nisun, even by Nisun they argue. Vim Tim Salomar Pliga Filu Binisuin, and even if you want to tell me they argue by Nisuin, Halacha Kamoso and Halacha Kamoso. Do we pass like a Huda ben Beseira or not? Vim Tim Salomar Halacha Kamoso, and if we do pass like a Huda ben Beseira, Binisuin, do we pass like him by marriage, or a Filu B'Kiddushin, or even by Kiddushin, which is not a full marriage? Even by Kiddushin. So, Toshma, Amar Vihuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Kar Vihuda ben Beseira. By saying, by virtue of the fact that we said halacha is like him, michalacha michlal de pligi. So the halacha is, yeah, but obviously by saying that statement, obviously the rabbanon argue, and since we say the halacha is like him, it's mistama, the halacha is like him through and through, and they argue through and through. Vakati tibayalach, but what about duhu nesiva meikara? Was he fully married? Was she fully married to husband number one? Oh, Dilma, or maybe Mikdisha. She only had Kedushin from husband number one. And that's why an act of, it's called Mian Kal. Rashi calls it Mian Kal. It's like a lesser Mian, because it's not Pepe. Though, you know why she can accept Kedushin from husband number two? Because she wasn't fully married to husband number one. They just had Kedushin. But if they would have had Nisuin, then she wouldn't be allowed to do this. Is that true? Yeah, what's the question? What's the answer? So Tashma, we had this story a few days ago about Avdon, right? That with that whole story there, and one of the punishments that Avdon got was, we said that he first of all had sons who died, but then he had other sons who their wives did miyun. So it's a big busha for someone to have miyun done to them. So that was a punishment that she had sons and the wives walked out. So some say these are the same wives, some say these are even different ones. Anyway, the kalase de Avdon, the daughters-in-law of Avdon, Imrod. They rebel, meaning they're going to do Miyun. So Shadar Rebbe Zuge de Rabbanon, Rebbe sent a pair of Rabbanon down there to Avdon's daughters-in-law, Limid Bekinhu, to check that out, to check out the story. Are they really doing Mion? Like, what kind of Mion? What's going on? Anyway, Amri, listen to this. Amri Lahu Nashi, so other women in the town, other neighbors, said to Avdon's daughters-in-law, look at, they saw these two men walking down the street, right from far away. So look, Chazu, Gavraichu de Ka'asi, your husbands are coming. Right? They didn't know who, they didn't recognize him yet. They're down the road. Look at this, your husbands are coming. So what'd they say? Amri Lahu, the two wives said to the neighbors, Nehevi Gavraichu didchu. Ah, we wish they were your husbands. Right? We wish they were your husbands. They didn't recognize who they were yet. So when they got there, when they showed up, these two Rabbanim, I'm a Rebbe. So Rebbe said, so they told over Rebbe the story, Ein l'chamiyah gadol mizeh. There's no greater act of mien than that. So they're demonstrating, you don't have to say it black and white. You don't have to say it in black and white. What they said was enough. Right? Meaning, oh, we don't want these guys. Right? Hopefully it's your husbands, not ours. We don't want them coming down the street. So Rebbe said, there's no greater act of mien than that. And, my love, the Havin Asiva, weren't they married? Weren't they fully married? Why would we think they were fully married? We have no idea. Gemara suggested maybe they were fully married. Lo, davi mikdash kedusha. They were just had kedushin, right? Just had kedushin. Who said they were fully married? And the halacha kehudah ben beseira. The halacha is like kehudah ben beseira. The afilu ben nesui dekama. Even if she's fully married to husband number one, she can still get out of it by either marrying someone else or saying something like that or any of these ways of mian. Mion and Mion Kyle all works. Right. So even if she tells the storekeeper. She tells the storekeeper. So what? It's not Adam. It's one guy. One guy in the store. Right here, it's not. Here, she's telling it to women. Right. Like, there's no halachal mice about this because this doesn't come up. There's no Kedusha Katana today. So, there's a Rambam has halachas about it, but there's no like psak for Bizman Azeh. Not that I know of. So with Hill, right? So with Hill held, you need in front of three. And what if you don't have? So it's impossible. Like with the Eved, right?
Can she marry Kohen Gadol?
Oh, so can she marry Kohen Gadol? So the Yamshel Shlomo says she can marry Kohen Gadol if they never live together. But if they did, like you can't undo the fact that she's not a Basula.
Right.
But you can undo the fact that she's not married. Yes. Because if they never live together, if they just have Kedushin, let's say, then she can even marry Kohen Gadol. Yeah. Because she's not considered ever married. You can't undo her metzias of her body. So if she's not a Basula, she's not a Basula. Yeah. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Next. So Rabbi Elazar had a very unique shita. He said that this whole thing with Katana doesn't exist. What's the thing is marrying a Katana? Doesn't exist. What is it? It's like taking a woman, just stop. That's what he said. So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chuzrani al kol tzedat de chachamim. I checked every shita in the chachamim. I checked the whole library. V'lo matzasi adam shehish v'midos of bikatana. Rabbi Elazar, I never saw anyone who holds like this. I never saw someone who holds from the shita, Rabbi Elazar, that marrying a katana is nothing. I never saw such a shita. The Sha'aser, listen to this. Sha'aser Rabbi Elazar kimetayeles imo b'chatzar. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a woman, a girl, is taking a stroll with her husband. Right, she's going on a tiyul with her husband. B'chatzar, they're going on a for a walk together, a nice intimate walk. Then they go home. They go v'omedes micheko. Right, she gets up from his bosom. Right, they're together. Right, they spend the night together. They're together like a husband and a wife. Then and they have tashmish. Then b'toveles, she goes to the mikvah. Rashi says she goes to the mikvah because of tashmish, not because of any other reason. Just because of tashmish, like they used to do in the olden days. And b'ochelas b'truma, and then she goes back to her father to eat truma. What kind of thing is this? That's what we realize it would hold. Why? It's not a marriage. Le'erev, in the evening, she goes back home to her father. That there's no such shita like that. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, he takes his shita through and through. Ein ma'aseh katana klum. There's no ma'aseh katana at all. Ve'ein ba'ala zakai. The husband doesn't have any zechusim. Lo b'metziyoseha. Not anything she finds. Like we had all those halachas. They will belong to the husband. We don't want to make fights. right? V'lo b'maisi yadeha, any work she does belongs to the husband. No, not here. V'lo b'hafaris nedareha, he can't be made for her nedarim. V'ein yerusha, he doesn't inherit her if she dies. V'ein matamala, he can't go to her funeral if he's a kohen. Nothing. Kol shel davar, the rule is, eino ki'ishto l'chol davar. She's not like a wife in any respect. Ella, tzmicha mi, ella she tzmicha mi'in. But she still needs me'in. She still needs me'in. Gemara will explain why in a minute. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Baila, no, Baila zakai bin mitziyasa, he's zakai in her mitziyas, u'maisi yadeha, and in her, anything she works with, u'bafaris yadereha, he can be made for her nadarim, v'yarsha, he can be yarshin her v'matamela, and he could be matame for her, kol shel davar, the rule is, harehu ki ishto l'chol davar, she's a full-fledged wife. Ella, shetzricha miyun, b'miyun, she has, in order for her to leave, she needs miyun. So Amar Rebbe, Nirin Divi Rebbe Eliezer, Medivri Rebbe Hoshua. I think Rebbe Eliezer, even though we don't have a shita like this, we never heard of such a shita like this, he makes more sense than Rebbe Hoshua. You know why? Rebbe Eliezer Hishva Midosav Bikitana. Because he's consistent. He's consistent. How's he consistent? There's no mice of Ishus at all. But Rebbe Hoshua Chalak. Rebbe Hoshua, he's not a consistent. Chalak, it divides. His shita is divided up. Why? My chalak, why? Because ishtohi, if she's a full-fledged wife, tiboi get. What do you mean miyun? He should require to give her a get. They're full-fledged marriage. According to Rabbi Eliezer, they're not married. So the Gemara says, yeah, wait a minute. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, Eliezer nami, he love ishtohi, b'miyun nami, lo tiboi. Shouldn't need miyun either. So most hold now, we're going to reject what Rabbi said. That Rabbi Eliezer makes more sense. We're going to reject that. They're both saying the same thing, which is Ella Bichtei Tipuk. What she leaves with nothing. That we never have such a thing like that. She just gets up and leaves. She's got to do some act of leaving. So she's the act of leaving is miyun. And according to Yehoshua, same idea. The act of leaving, you have to do miyun. Right? Can't leave for no reason. You can't just get up and walk out. So the fact that she has to do something to leave, whether it's miyun or she gets a get, either way, that. No sheet is better than the other. They're both consistent. The point is, you can't just get up and leave.
So when she marries a katana, does she have a ketubah or not?
Yes.
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 But if she walk out of the meal, she doesn't get a certain.
See, I don't know what the details. That's what we said yesterday. According to Beis Hillel, she's not going to be. That's what we said yesterday. That according to Beis Hillel, it's one of the reasons why he's not so afraid of Mion. He's not so afraid of. He allows Mion even by Nesuin. People aren't going to. What's going on here? There's a ksuva. How the ksuva gets paid, I don't know. I'm sure that comes up in somewhere. How the ksuva gets paid, if she does that. Okay, next. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. So we said that there's a statement in the last line of the Mishnah that said, "Kol akava shehi min ha'ish ki'ilu hi'ishto." If the preventing is done from the wife, if the preventing is done from the man, they like they're married, and if the preventing is done from the woman, it's like they're not married. So what does that mean? So two answers. Heichidami akava shehi min ha'ish. What's something? What's preventing that's done by the man? V'akava she'ena min ha'ish, and preventing that's not from the man. What does that mean? So Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel tivua linase. A guy. This is how most learn this. She's married. She's a katana and she's married. And a guy comes over to her and is interested in marrying her. Tivua linase. He proposes to her. He proposes to her, the Amra, and she says, no, machmas ploni baili, I'm already married. Right? So she says that, she's demonstrating, I'm not interested in you. I could do mian on him, but I like him very much. Right? I don't want to go to you, I like him. Right? Machmas ploni baili, zehi akava shehim in ish. That first husband is preventing this from happening. Right? She's considered his wife, husband number one's wife, because she says to husband number two, potential husband number two, no, I have a husband. I'm happily married. But if she says, machmas bnei adam she'ena mehuganim li, let's say husband number two proposes to her, guy number two proposes to her, and she says, I would like to marry you, but you're no good. So when she says that, she's implying, and if you were good, she would go to him. Which means she doesn't want to be with husband number one. But husband number one is better than you. So I'll stay with him over you. If I have someone better than you, I'll go to the other guy. So by saying that, she's demonstrating she doesn't really want to be with husband number one. she's looking for a better catch. So she's looking for a better catch, that's Miyam. She doesn't really want to be with this guy. Just the other suitors are even worse than him. So she's not interested in them. So therefore, Zuhi Akava, she ain't him in a ish. That preventing has nothing to do with the man. What's stopping it? Her. She's looking for a better catch. So therefore she's not really married to this guy. Because as soon as a better guy comes along, she's jumping ship from this marriage.
So it constitutes a
Miyan? So it constitutes a Miyan, yeah. So but the reason why it constitutes a Miyan is because it's all up to her. She's deciding when am I going to leave this guy? As soon as someone else comes along, I'm leaving. As soon as a better guy comes along, I'm leaving. In the first case, when she was proposed to, she said, no, I like my husband. I like him very much.
So once she says it,
I don't know once she says it, when does the Miyan take effect? When she says that or when the other guy actually proposes? Right? It's mashma, she's not leaving until she gets someone else. She's not going to stay single.
In other words, legally, can she stay with him after she says
it? I don't know. There's halachas about that.
After Miyan, if the girl...
We're going to have the next mission about Miyan and taking back.
No, not taking back, but after Miyan, she's allowed to stay with the
After she says Miyan, probably not. I don't.
In general.
But right. That's what Miyan means. Miyan means she's leaving.
Right. So in this case,
yeah.
It's implied Miyan.
It's implied Miyan. Right. So the point is, the Mishnah made a very cryptic statement about him being preventing and her preventing. So what does that mean? So it means as follows. If she's happily married, then the reason she's staying is because of the man. So the man prevents a second marriage. But if she's unhappy, then she prevents a second marriage. She's waiting for a better catch. That's all it means. That's all it means. Now, the other Abaya bar Avin, Rav Chanina bar Avin, the Amri Tarvaihu. No, this is what we all thought. Nasan lo get. If he gave her a get, even though she's a minor, he's allowed to, they gave her a get and said, I'm divorcing you. I'm not waiting for you to do me and on me. I'm going to get you first. I'm giving you a get. Then Zuhi Akava Shehimeno Ish. So he severed the marriage. He gave her a get. He's allowed to give her a get. So it's all him. He's getting the first. But for who asher b'krova, therefore, for who asher b'krova seha, he can't marry her relatives because he gave her a get. For he asher b'krova, she can't marry his relatives with psula min hakuhuna. But miyana, but if she did miyan first, right? She saw he's going to the sofer. She said, I'm not gonna be a gerusha. I'm gonna do miyan now. Then miyana bo zuhi akava she ain't a min ish. That's nothing to do with the man. It's all her. V'hu muter b'krovav seha. Therefore, he's muter in her relatives. V'hi muteres b'krovav. She can marry his relatives. Why? Because the whole marriage is undone. V'lo apostle men akahuna. She can even marry a kohen. And like we said, if there was no relation, she could even marry the kohen gadol. Anyway. So the gemara. That's it. That's what it means. If he breaks the marriage, then it's his doing. If she breaks the marriage, it's her doing. So the gemara just asks right now, why did the gemara have to take it one step further and explain all the details. And you can't marry relatives, and you can't marry relatives. There's a Mishnah right here, three lines from now, which is going to say exactly that. So why did the Gemara find it necessary to spell that out? We're going to spell it out in 1 minute. Right? So the Gemara asks right now, Hakatan lekaman, we're going to learn in 1 minute. Hamima enes be'ish, if you do meeting with a man, then hu mutter b'krovasav, hi mutteres b'krovav. The relatives are all mutter, because there was never a marriage. And v'lo pasul menakahuna, not so long get, but if you give a get, who asar b'krova seha, v'hi asar b'krova, v'psul menakahuna. Why do you have to mention all that? We're going to mention it right now. And the Gemara said, no, perushi come afar, we're just explaining ourselves. We're just explaining the Shita. And right now the Mishnah is going to say, what me and Dad, exactly what we just said. It says the Mishnah, ha-mema'en ez be'ish, if someone does me into a man, who mutter b'krova seha, he's allowed to marry her relatives. He's allowed to marry her relatives. V'hi muteres b'krovav, and she can marry his relatives. Why? There was never a marriage. So she can marry her former father-in-law. If they got divorced, she can't do that. It's not a divorce. It was never a marriage. And v'lo pasul menakahuna, it doesn't pasul from the kuna because she doesn't have the din of a gerusha. Nasan lo get, if she gave a get, hu asur b'krovav seha, v'hi asur b'krovav, upasul menakahuna. Right? Nasan lo get. Okay, here we go. Now it gets hard. Nasan lo get. He gives her a get. V'chzira. And then he takes her back. Which he's allowed to do. So he gave her a get, and then he remarried her. That's mutter. The only time it's not mutter is if someone else is married in the middle. But if he divorces her and takes her back, then mianabo, then she does miyun. You hear this? Then she does Mion. Then Venasa Venises. I'm sorry. Venises La'acher. Then she marries somebody else. Venis Armala Onis Garsha. And that somebody else either dies or divorces her. Muteres Lachserlo. He can take her back. How can he take her back? He divorced her and she married somebody else. Yeah, but there was a Mion in the middle. The Mion undoes not only the present marriage that they're in, it even undoes the first marriage, the one he divorced her from. Right? Again, what happened? He married her, divorced her, remarried her. She then did Mion. She then married somebody else. That guy died. Now he marries her back. It's the third time she's with him. However, since she did Mion, that Mion undoes not only marriage number two, it even undoes marriage number one. Marriage number one ended in a divorce. It even undoes that marriage. So all you have now is a woman who was married to somebody else. And that husband died. I can marry her. I was once divorced her, and I once get... Doesn't make a difference, because she did me in. She did me in after the get. That's the key. The key is she did me in after the get. Isn't that worse than even? Well, we're gonna talk about this a lot. There's other chashashos here than that. Other chashashos. During this entire time, she's a katana. So that the key is that the Mion doesn't undo the present marriage, it even undid the first one. And the first one ended with a get. So that was never a marriage. There was never a get. But, Mianabo, if she did Mion, then the Hichzira, then he remarries her back. Then, Nasan lo get, then he divorces her. Now, Venites, she married La'acha, she married someone else. And now, Venis Armala Onis Garsha, and then that other guy divorces or dies. Asura Lachzerbo, she cannot take him back now. He cannot take her back. Why? Because the get happened second. The get was never undone. What was undone? The first marriage. What happened? They were married. She did Mion. He proposed to her again. She accepted. Now he gave her a get now. Then she went ahead and married someone else. So how could he take her back? The get happened after the Mion. I can't marry her back because it's sort of Machzor Grushasa. Right? Zaklal. This is the rule. Get achar Mion. If the get is after the Mion, asur lachzor lo. It's usur. Mion achar get muteres lachzor lo. But if the Mion's after the get, it would be mutter. Why? Because like we said, the Mion undoes all the previous marriages. Okay? Now, ready for this one? Hamima'enes be'ish. Let's say she has Mion, she does Mion to husband number one. V'niseis la'acher, she marries husband number two. V'girsha, he divorces her. Then la'acher, she marries husband number three. U'miyana, and she does Umiyana bo. And then she does Mion. La'acher, she marries husband number four. Girsha, he divorces her. Zahaklau, here's a story. Kol sheyotzia haimenu beget, whoever gave her a get, asura lachzor lo. It's asur to marry that husband. But b'mion, but whoever gave her Mion, muteres lachzor lo. It's mutter to marry. Whoever she did Mion to, it's mutter. Ein echinami. But not talking about the last one, talking about the others. So if she did me into one of them, then he can take her back. But if any one of them did gittin, he can't take her back. So if you think about it, what's the difference between four husbands and one husband? The difference is, as the Gemara is going to say, by other husbands, we don't allow the Mion done to husband number one to permit marriage to husband number two. We don't allow Mion done to husband number one to undo the other get of another husband. That would not allow it.
Why would you think so?
Why not? Mion means I'm undoing the relationship. So why can't I undo all the relationships?
Because it's a relationship with a particular person.
So
what's the general...
Right. So we said if one husband gave a get and Mion will allow the Mion to undo the get with the same husband. Right. But we're not going to allow the Mion to undo the get of a different husband. Why? So you tell them there's a different man. So what? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss right now. So, Alma, what do you see from here? Ashim b'yinu mevatel get. The man has the power to be mevatel get. In the first cases, when it's one husband, the man has the power to be mevatel get. In the first cases, when it's one husband. When it's a bunch of husbands, we didn't say that. Why not? So v'reminu, why not? Meme'enes b'ish, the second half. We just said it. Meme'enes b'ish, husband number one does miyun. Then v'nizeh la'acher, then she gets remarried. V'girsha, she gets divorced. La'acher, then u'mianabo, la'acher. V'girsha, right? All this happened. Zach, klal, what's the rule? Kol she yatzei menu b'get, asur la'acher lo. If anyone sent her out with a get, he can't take her back. But b'mian, u'teres la'acher lo. But if it's me and you can take her back. Alma, what do you see? Lo asi me and the chavre. Lo asi me and the chavre. The me and done to your friend, umavatel gita didei. Cannot be mavatel your get. Right? The me and done to him can't help me. I gave her a get. Then she went ahead and did me. No, the me and is not mavatel my get. I can't remarry her. The me and only mavatel for the same husband. Why should that be? Why should that be? So Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel Tavra. The Mishnah is broken in half. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. Whoever said the first half didn't say the second half. They're arguing. The first half says, Mi'anon does it get. Second half says, no, it doesn't. Can't be the same person. Okay? So far, so good? Here we go. Listen to the psychology. Listen to the psychology of the Gemara. It's amazing. Amar Rava. Rava says, what do you mean? Umay Kushya. What's the problem? Dilma, maybe. Mi'an Didei. Mevatel get Didei. Just like your mian can be mevatel your get, right? Meaning you married her, divorced her, remarried her, she did mian, she married someone else, you can take her back. Why? Because the mian is mevatel your own get. So too, mian de chavre, lo mevatel gita didei, the mian done to your friend is not mevatel your get. Why not? Umay shna. Why? Why? Mian, so listen to this. Mian de chavre, the lo mevatel gita didei, it's not going to work. The mian done to your friend can't be mevatel your get. You know why? Because if we would allow that, Idi demakeres birmizosav the kiritzosav, since you were once upon a time married to each other, so she knows your demakeres birmizosav, she knows your hints, you're a muzzin, she knows how you look, and kiritzosav means winking, right? Right, when it says, well, selech rachel ba'mecha, the uncle is translated as the word of kiritosav, which means to wink. You can't wink, right? You can't say lashon hara by winking, right? When the guy walks into the room, you give a wink like he's a lowlife. You can't do that. That's a wink. So she knows all your body movements, all your winking, all your remuzim, and you're going to be propositioning her. You're going to be proposing to her without saying a word. No one else knows, and you're going to be trying to get her to do miyun from husband number two, husband number four, so you can take her back. You gave her a get. So we don't want to encourage that. We don't want you to do that. So therefore, the miyun done to that husband will not save your get. What happened? You gave her a get, and then you regretted it. But in the meantime, a year passed by, and now she's done miyun and a get, and miyun and a get. It's gone on and on down the chain. So now you're going to tell her, listen, you're not going to say a word. Right, you're by the kiddush and shul, wherever you are, you meet her, and with your body movements, you're telling her you want her back. So she'll say, okay, listen, he wasn't so bad, I was going to stay, he divorced me. Now he wants me back. So I'll do mian to my husband, I'll go back. Because mian's going to undo every other get. No, it doesn't undo every other get. It doesn't undo gets from a different husband, for this very reason. That's what the Gemara says. Otherwise it would work. In theory, there's no difference between you and someone else. But for this reason, we don't want people trying to undo marriages. We don't want to encourage this. So therefore, we don't allow it. If you gave a get, you're stuck. If you're the same person, then you're not stuck. Now, one second. Right, so Ozal, I didn't finish that. Ozal Meshabesh Umaisila Miyun Didei. Umaisila. What's going to happen? She's going to be interested in those Ramazim of you, and she's going to leave her husband and come to you. So because we don't want to encourage this, we say it doesn't work. Mian cannot undo someone else's get. So the Gemara asks, if that's true, Mian didei nami lo levatel gita didei. Your own Mian should not be levatel your own get. It shouldn't work even by you. Why? The idea de makaris bim rizosav uber kiritosav, because what, since she knows your personality, right? She knows all your hints. She knows all your body movements. Azal mishabesh umaisila. What's going to happen? We're afraid that you're going to again get her to undo someone else's marriage. What happened? What happened? You gave her a get. Then you remarried her, and she did miyun. Then she goes ahead to someone else, and what happens? He dies or gets divorced. You can take her back. So aren't we afraid you're gonna get her to do miyun to that other guy?
No, but it was her who left.
Exactly what the Gemara answers. Exactly what the Gemara answers. You tried it already. It didn't work. She already did miyun to you, right? That's exactly what the Gemara answers. She already walked out on you once. So obviously you didn't want that to happen. So you tried to keep her and it didn't work. So why is it going to work now? Right? So that's not a valid reason. That's not a valid reason because you already tried to keep. So the fact that we let you take her back for yourself, that works. Right? But for other husbands it doesn't work. If the same chashash applies, you're going to try to undo the marriage. No, she's not going to listen to you. You already tried to save the marriage, and it didn't work. She walked out on you. So who's to say you're going to get her back by the body? It's not going to work. It didn't work the first time. So that's not a chashash. Since it's not a chashash, if her husband, other husband does die, you can take her back. Okay. So that's not a kasha. Because we know very well the difference between you and someone else. By someone else, there's a chashash. By you, there's no chashash. So, who said that the Mishnah has to be written by two different Tanayim? There's no problem with this Mishnah. It makes perfect sense. By other husbands, there's a chashash. You're going to try to undo the other marriages. By yourself, there's no chashash. Same Tana. Ella, if there is a kasha. Ella, e kasha. You do have a kasha. Here's the kasha. The chavre ad chavre kasha. What's the story? Mi anabo v'chzira, right? If you took her back, mi anabo, she did mi into you, v'chzira, nasan lo get, right? And then you gave her a get, v'niseis la'acher, she then married someone else, nis'arma lo onis garsha, she then had that other husband either died or divorced her. What do we say? Asura lachzer lo. You can't take her back. Why can't you take her back? Because the last thing you did to her was give her a get. Taima, the whole reason you can't remarry her is Ms. Armala Onis Garsha. Because the other husband died or divorced her. Ha miana, but what if he did meon? What if that other husband, she did meon to the other husband? So now she was never married in between. Now can you take her back? Smash me yes. Right? Only what happened? You were married to her. She did meon on you. You then took her back. Then you divorced her. Then she went to someone else. Can you remarry her now? No. What if she does mean over there? Now can you remarry her? Mashmi, you can.
Yeah.
Right? Mashmi, you can. That marriage never existed. So now what happened? You divorced her after you took her back.
But is there a difference that when the man divorces his wife,
yeah,
if she marries somebody else and then gets divorced, she cannot take her back or sleeps with somebody else?
I don't know. Wait a minute, we gotta finish this. We're never gonna finish.
Because there, in the meal, if she meals the second guy,
right?
But she lived with him.
Doesn't make a difference.
Oh, so that's the question. But she lived with
him. That's yesterday's daf. So what is that? What is that status? So Lamaisa for 6 months they lived together, right? So what happens to those 6 months? Okay, so the Rabbanan said she could do this. Right? He doesn't want a divorce. He doesn't want it. He thinks mad. If he doesn't want it, he'll divorce her. That's what we said yesterday. What's the difference between that and a get? Right? Weren't we living together for no reason for 6 months? No. B'shas Maisa, it was a valid marriage. It could be undone, either by a get or by Mian. The difference is by Mian, it's undone as if it never existed. So, if the other guy, she walked out on him, Muteres Laxalo, she can remarry him. Alma, what do you see? Asi miyan dechavre, umavatal gita diday. The miyan over there is mavatal your own get over here. Because she did miyan over there, I can now remarry her. Right? Viruminu, but wait a minute. We just said it doesn't work. Hamimaenes beish v'nitzes la'acher v'girsha la'acher mi'en abo zaklal. Kosh yitatsu mimenu beget. Whoever leaves by a get asur la'achzalo. V'mi'en muteres la'achzalo. Alma, what do you see? Lo asim mi'en dechar v'vadal gita didei. Right? So the Gemara's answer is going to be Mati's point. Amar Rabbi Elazar. No, so first the Gemara says Amar Elazar Tavra. It doesn't make sense. Misha shana zu lo shana zu. It's different Tanayim. Different Tanayim. Ula Amar. No, it's Mati's point. Kigon Shishlosha Gittin. Three times this happened. The Mishnah only mentioned two times. But really it happened three. She's divorced three times and she's still a katana? You know what? People, what's going on here? People are not going to realize she's still a katana. Who gets divorced three times before the age of 12? What kind of wife was that? That's very unusual. Therefore, the mechzi kigadola, it looks like she's a gadol, a gadola. Ein achanami. The halacha is not, the halacha is the same. Really, it would work. The mian would permit even from another husband. It would work. The reason it doesn't work is because it's gzeira. People are going to think that she's a gadol. And people are going to think that mian can be done by gadolim. You can leave a marriage without a get. That's basically what you were saying. It doesn't make any sense. How can we allow this? It's such a problem. You're right. Well, so one time, people know. Three times? We have to make it gzeira. We have to make it gzeira. We'll just do, you know what, we'll do a little bit, one more minute. Man Tana. So now, we said that there were two Tanayim. So who are they? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, my dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk in Eicha, mimino bekesef, from what we have to buy water, shasinu, to drink, atzinu b'mechir, yavo, we have to spend a lot of money to buy wood, but it's a play on the words. Maya means Torah, we have to pay for Torah, and the eitz means eitzus. Eitzus means, eitzah, advice. We have to pay for that. What does that mean? We have to pay for Torah? Yeah, because the Romans didn't let us learn, so we have to pay for learning. Listen to this. V'shas ha-sakana, v'zvak sh'halacha zu, during the shas ha-sakana, we had the following question. Harei she'yatza b'rishonam b'get, u'misheni b'miyon, ma'u she'tachza l'rishon. Right? Exactly this case. She goes out from husband number one with miyon, then a get, so can she take her back? So, Sechara Adam Echid Ba'arba Me'azuz, we pay $400, Vishalu is Rabbi Akiva Be'sar Zuru, we have to send a guy undercover to go to ask Rabbi Akiva in the jail, and V'asari Asad it. And Shabhudda Ben Be'sarib Ben Tzivin, V'asari Asad it also. Okay, we'll stop here, and from here to the Mishnah, take a minute, and then we'll continue tomorrow. It's 8 o'clock. All right, everyone have a very, very good day, and we will continue this tomorrow.